So Mimele, the Kedusha Mirachamime is also Pokah. So why does the Mishnah say, Asura Begizel Aveide? Because he was Magdishet Bifin, because of Mitzvah Magdishet. So then, since the Asura Begizel Aveide emanates from the Hekdesh Biv, so Mimele, according to Rablezer, we should say, Loimayel Inish Momele Lisvei. All right, we'll leave it here. That's the test on the dollar. Eloi kashi ho kashi. So we saw that there is a machlekes between the Ram and the Chedusha Rajbo. According to the Chedusha Rajbo, so the Gemara isn't difficult. That Abaye didn't even have a salkedaitoch to be makshe from Asurim B'Gizel Aveide, because then there is no comparison. Over there it's Dusha Abo Mileo. So what's the target? Here is the question of Lemayo Yish, not to be traced, or mainly traced, or over there it's called Mailo. But Abaye Kabone was to be makshe against Abdeire from the race of something Basti in Kamei, Tomei in Kamei Achrei and Tori. That's the race. It's the race, in other words, it is in Dallas. This aloha of Sophie Kherei is in Dallas of Tara teaching race. And this is of Sophie Masti in Kamei, Tomei in Kamei Achrei and Tori is the Dallas of Tara teaching race. So it can be called race.
So Abaye never had this alkedaitoch to ask from Asurim B'Gizel Aveide. From Asurim
B'Gizel Aveide. But it's only Rabbeinu thought that Abaye was asking him. So he said, am I to be done? There is no child. So he explained it to Ishaq Yehokas. Hokas. So according to Rabbeinu, I'm fully understanding Abaye's alkedaitoch. But according to Ram, Sabaya really in Saudi Daito, he wanted to ask from Gizel Aveide. So the question is, so the parallel.
My parallel. So we explained it last time that Abaye's Havamina was that in view of the fact that every pro has two aspects.
First of all,
it's Kodesh Berachamimei, and then
it's momentary. So
Abaye's Havamina was that one is taller than the other. That the Chalizdin of a Pchor is a Chalizdin of a Korban Keir. So if for some reason there will be of course Mormon Keir, so then it shouldn't even be Kodesh Me'ilov. And here the Mishnah says that Hamisim Chamilov Rai. And Mamit Vechavir Levarai, the Maskon of the Gemorim, Bob Mitzin, Shnai Morzin, is Tokike Mitzin is Miode. And the Kuntras Asvekes points out that if Mitzin is Miode, it means that as long as objectively it is a suffix to us, so Mimele, so the Murze requires Bailes, Mitiras Vada. So Mimele, it's not Momikian in any way. It is Vada in Momen Yisroel. So there is of course Momen Keyen. So then it shouldn't even be Kodesh Meilov. So why does it say Asura B'Gizel Aveide? The answer is because Mitzvah Lakdishe. And since it's a Sofik, so Misofik is Mechuyev to be Makdish. So the Mishnah says Asura B'Gizel Aveide, the Mishnah is reference to the case where he was Mikayim Mischev, Misofik of Mitzvah Lakdishe. So that was already Igdusho Habo, the mitzvah. So and the mitzvah Akdishin is not just a mitzvah of lip service; it has legal effect. So even though the Igdusho Mirechem did not take effect on account of the Afkoes Momin Keyen, but the in case if Klavishmai is Galie, that it is the pro. So then it will be Chal Kedusha and the Pro through the Kedusha's Pe. That has to do with the Shaile of Mayel Inish Momenu Isveiki or not. All right. So this was the Hava Min of Abaye. So then Rav Zira said, no, that there it's in Kedusha B'Meilov, that even though there are two aspects in prayer, one aspect is the aspect of Kedusha Merachem Imo, and then the aspect of Momikeyen, but one has nothing to do with the other. Even if for some reason there will be Afkoes Momikeyen, it will still be Kodesh Merachem Imo. All right. Now, Eloi Kashi Hokash. Sofik Mashkin Litame Tome. Litame Achirim Toe. Vatanye Reblezareimeir in Tume Limashkin Kolinkea. This is the Girse of the Rajah. So that is because, so in other words, according to the Rajah's Girse, so Abaye is asking. Abaye is asking from the Mishnah, from the Reishe in Taras. In other words, from Mishnah, hey, this Mishnah, Sofik Preres is Mishnah Yudveis. So Abaye is asking from Mishnah, hey, Pirik Dalet of Taras, Mishnah, hey. So there it says, Sofik Mashkin Litame, Istome, Litame, Acherim, Istore, Umi Svirlei, Reblezea, Litame Tomei, and the Rashba is not Geres. Because that is the lotion of it price and it is F. And the Rashba is only Geres, and Likashi Hokashi. According to the Rashba, Abaye is citing not the price and it is F, but Mishnehei, Peridalet of Tares, Mishnehei, which is the Reish of the Mishneh of Sofik Preres. Now, so the Kashi is this. If we say that the Mishneh Yudveis, which is the Sefer of Mishneh, is represents the view of Reblezer, so Mishneh, which is like one Mishneh, so which is the Reishe, also represents the view of Reblezer. So in other words, it is Reblezer who is saying, Sofik Mashkin Litame Tomei Litame Achirim Istoya. It is Reblezer. So, Umisvirlei Li Reblezer Litame Tomei Vatanya Reblezer Eimer in Tumel Mashkin Kolika Teida Sharei Diezi Ben Yezer Israedo Alil Kamtse. Certain Chagovim Achagovim Teirim and certain Chagovim Achagovim Tmei. So, Heid Yezi Ben Yezer Israedo Alil Kamtso Dachen. It's Toya. It's muta. It's one of the Chagovim Teir. Val Mashkin Beismit Bechaye Doch. That's the Mishnah in Etis. So it is mentioned here in connection with Mashkin. So that is mentioned as a raya that for a blazer's memory that in Tumel Mashkin Kolika, that Tumes Mashkin is not Midrais. There is no Tumes Mashkin. There is no Tumas Mashkin Midraise. And the Torah speaks of Mashkin. So, when the Torah speaks of Mashkin, the Torah is only expressing the halacha of Hechsher. Of Hechsher. Ochlin al Yidei Mashkin. But not that Mashkin themselves can become Tumas. So the Kashi is, how can you say, this is the Kashi of Abai? Against Rav Zira. How can you, Rav Zira, say that the Mishneh of Sofik Nizires, Lehok, Sofik Nizires, there's the same Mishneh as Sofik Nizires, there's the Mishneh in Pirik Dalet of Taras. So it's the same Mishneh that says Sofik Nizires Lehokul and Sofik Preres, so Ameitim Chavir Lovaraye. So how can you say that this Mishneh of Sofik Preres, of Sofik Nizires Lehokul, is the Mora Dishmaitze of that Mishneh is Reblezer? If Reblezer is the Mora Dishmaitze of the Mishneh of Sofik Preres, of Sofik Nizires Lehokel, so is also the Mora Dishmaitze of Mishneh Hei. It's the same Mishneh, it's one long Mishneh. So, Mishneh Hei and Mishneh Yudveis is one long Mishneh. So Reblezer is the Mora Dishmaitze of Mishneh Hei as well. Now, in Mishneh Hei, so Reblezer is saying in Mishneh Hei, that Sofik Mashkin Litame is Tomei. How can Reb Lezer say the topic mashkeli tami istomei? When Reb Lezer says, b'feirish that tumas mashkin is only with rabbonon, and if tumas mashkin is only with rabbonon, so then it should be sveiked rabbonon likule. So bishleime, if you say that the Mishnah of Sofik Nizeres Lohokeil does not represent the view of Reb Lezer, so then we can Sofik Nizeres Lohokeil is not Reb Lezer, so then we can understand this, why the same Mishnah says that Sofik Mashkin is Litam, Sofik Mashkin Litam Itomi, because that Mishnah, the Tana of that Mishnah holds that Tumas Mashkin is Rais. So, Memele since Tumas Mashkin is the Raise, so Sofik Tumas Mashkin is the Chumre. But if you say that the Mishnah of Sofik Intares, of Sofik Nizeres Lohokeil, represents the view of Reb Lezer is the Mora Nishmaitze, so the Reisha of that Mishnah is also Reb Lezer. And the Reisha says that it's the Chumre. But Reb Lezer holds that Tumas Mashkin is only the Rabbonon, so why should it be the Chumre? That's the Kashe, according to the Rashi's Gers. Vatanye. So, who Eli Kashe or Kashe? Sofik Mashkin, Litame, Itome. Litame, Achirim, Toi. Now, Vatanye, who misvir li Reb Lezer, Litame, Itome. Vatanye, Reb Lezer, Reimer, Intum, Lamashkin, Kolikia. Teida, Share, Diezi, Ben Yezer, Yisredo. Alil, Kamtze, Dochen, Istoya. Vat Mashkin, Mizmit, Vachaye. In the Azore. So, Dochen, Hinichal, Ishmuel. So, that's the reason why is it Toya? Because the whole Tumas Mashkin is only mit Rabbonon. So Mele the Chachonim made a certain dispensation in regard to the Azor. So Yini Chalishmu. So Mele Tzikashe. So how can you say that Reb Lezer is the Mored Ishmaitze of Sofik Nizeres Lohokeil? If he's the Mored Ishmaitze of Sofik Nizeres Lohokeil, he's the Mored Ishmaitze of Sofik Mashkin Litam Itome. So Yini Chalishmu El Domar Dochen. When it says Dochen, when Reb Lezer says Dochen, it's Toya. So it means Militame Acher. So, because the Tume of the Mashkin to be Mitame, that one Mashkin, this Aloche, that the Mashkin can be Mitame, other Mashkin, or Eichlin, that's Midrabalon. Mashkin came, the fact that the Mashkin can itself become Tome, that is Midraise. So Mimele, it's no Kashi as to why Reb Lezer says in the Mishnah in Taras, assuming that Reb Lezer is the Mored Ishmaitze, Sofik Mashkin Litame Istome. Because in respect to Tumas Atzme, the Tumas Atzme is the Raise, so it's a Sveken in the Raise. That's why it's Tome. That's why it's Tome. So he Nichal Ishmuel Domar Dochen Litame Acherim. Avu Tumas Atzme Yeish Ben Shabir. El Lerav Diomar. Dochem mamish ma'ikalemeima. So what can we say? So in other words, el rav di omar dochem mamish, that it means even tumas atzmon is midraise. There is no tume. So memele it. So sofik mashkin litame is a sofik in the rabbonon. In the rabbonon, why should it be tume? Why should Reb Lezer say that it's Tommy? Say it's Tommy. So in other words, so it's a raya, not as Reb Zera said, that the Mishnah of Sofik Nizeres Lohokeil represents the view of Reb Lezer. Elo horeb yudev horeb shimei. I just want to go over the Gemara, according to the Rashi. Elo horeb yudev horeb shimei. Titanye, hareini nozia. Im yeish b'kriyaze, so now the Gemara is chizeya from the original targets of the Gemara that horab lezer horabono. In other words, the Mishnah that says tam nidorim lahachmir represents the view of the rabono and of Reb Lezer, and the Mishnah in Tare spiritual says of Nizeres Lohokeil represents the view of Reb Lezer. So we have to give another target. So the Gemara says, "Horeb Yudev Horeb Shimon." In other words, the Mishnah of Stam Nidorim Lahachmir represents the view of Reb Shimon, and And the Mishnah in Taras, Sofet Nizires Lehokel, represents the view of Rabbi Yehuda. What's the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? The Tanya. Hareini nozir im yesh b'tchli hazeh meyoko. V'holach u'motzi shenignav v'sherobat. So he doesn't know whether it had that measure of meyoko or not. So Rabbi Yehuda matter. So in other words, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Sofet Nizires Lehokel. Rabbi Shimon, so Mele, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Sofek Nizires Lehokel, so far, as the Gemara says, so Sofek Nidorim is also Lehokel. And Rabbi Shimon, he says, see, Sofek Nizires is Lehachmir, so Mele, the Mishneh of Stam Nidorim, Lehachmir, accords with Rabbi Shimon. So, Virome de Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda. Mi Yoma Rabbi Yehuda lo imayel in Ishnaf shli Sveikei, Viriminu, Reb Yudei Meir, Stam Trumo Biyudo Asuro, Uvigolul Muteres, Sheinan Sheagolul Makirim Estumes Alishko, Taime Dei Makirim, Ho Makirim is Asurim, and who says it? Who is the Mora Dishmait? Reb Yudei. So Reb Yudei says that only when we know that he didn't mean that, when it's a vada, let's say bigolil, shinan sheagolil, makir. So then estumas alishko. So then it is muta, because then it's a vada that he meant trumas ageren. He didn't mean trumas alishko. But if it's a sofik, so then it is osa. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda holds wherever it is a sofik, whether he meant lechumre or he meant likule, whether he expressed it lechumre or he expressed it likule, so then it is lechumre. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Sofik Nidori is not lehokil, is lehachmir. And here, in the case of Harini Nozer Nish Mikri Azeh Meyoku, so Rabbi Yehuda says that Sofik Nizire, Sofik Nidori is lehokil. Omarove, Kavikri, Kosovar, Kol Shesveike Chomu Mevadai, Lumayel Nafshi Lisveik, Di Lugabino Zir Vadai Is Migaleyachu Mivikob, Vinecha, Al Sveike, Lumotze Migaleyach. So, Lumotze Migaleyach. So in other words, so now the Gemara is saying that it is not the tribute that holds in only Dorim, that Sofik Nidorim in general is Lehokel. Rabbi Yehuda only holds that Gabi Nizires is Lehokel. Why? Because the halacha is that a Nozir, after he finishes counting the Nizires, so he has to bring three kobones. And then he's allowed to be Megaleach. So first he has to bring korbanos, either all the korbanos or one korban, and then he can be Megaleach. So until he brings the korban, so he's not allowed to be Megaleach. Now, so if someone becomes a nozir misofik, so it's more homo than Teninoza Mivada, because Nozir Vada is Migaleach Mivikom. But if it's a Sofik, so we must Migaleach, because he cannot bring the Korb if he's not Chayev. He cannot bring the Korb. So, because of the Iser of Chul Nazor. So, Mimele, there is an Umdene. That's how it's Mashma. There is an Umdene. That when a person takes a neder of Nizires, he does not intend that it should be hal in such a way that it should be Sofik. Because then he will not be allowed to be Migaleach. So only by Nizires we say Sofik, Rabbi Yehuda says, Sofik Nizires Lehokel. But when in Dori, when the Sofik doesn't impose upon him extra burdens, So then he says lahachmir. So in other words, according to what the Gemara says now, so the Mishneh of Stam Nidorim lahachmir can accord not only with Rabbi Shimon, But it can accord with Rabbi Yehuda as well. Before the Gemara said, Ho Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon. In other words, the Mishnah of Stam Nidon L'Hachmir records with Rabbi Shimon, not with Rabbi Yehuda. According to what the Gemara says now, according to Rove. So our Mishnah can accord not only with Rabbi Shimon, but also with Rabbi Yehuda. The machleki between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is in regard to Nizires, because the Sofik imposes upon him extra chumres. He will not be able to be Nidaleach. But Mashinkim Panidorim, so Rabbi Yehuda can also say Mayalinish. Lisveike, Gufi Lisveike, Panitorim, because the Sofik doesn't impose upon him extra chumres. Alright. Omale Ravune Bayude Lirove. Omar Arini no Zereilo Mai. So in other words, you say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, so Sofik Niziras is lock. Sofik Niziras is lock. But Sofik Nidorim is lahach. Why Sofik Niziras is lahokel? Because the Sofik will impose upon him a great chumre. He will not be able to be Midaleach. So that is Shayach if he took a neder of Niziras Tam. But suppose he took a neder of Niziras Eilom. So there you cannot say, Svei Kechomo Mevadai. This is what Ravune Barab Yehuda said. Omalei, so Rove said, No Zereilom Name Svei Kechomo Mevadai. Dilu Vada Yir Bitzare Meikol Bisar. Umevi Sholish Behemes. Vilu Sveike. So, Vilu Sveike Roy. And Sofik not. So, in other words, by even if the neder, even if he took a neder of Nisira Salem, so it's also Sveike Homo Mevadai. So, Memele is Umayel Nafili Sveike. What's the extra burden that the Sofik will involve? Because a Nozereilom is also allowed to be Migaleach. And if Nozer Eilom is allowed to be Migaleach, Nozer Stam, let's say, took Niziras of Shleshim Yeim, so when is he allowed to be Migaleach? When is he allowed to be Migaleach after if he completed the count of the Shleshim Yeim? Or if he took Niziras of Meyo Yeim, so after he completed the count of the Meyo Yeim, so then he's allowed to be Migaleach. But he's not allowed to be Migaleach unless he brings first the Korb. So maybe if it's Isofik, so, and because of the Iser of Mivin Chum Azore, so he will not be able to bring a korban. He will not be able to bring a korban. He will not be able to be Migaleach. But by Nozereilom, he will be faced with the same problem that he will not be able to be Migaleach. Because a Nozereilom Vadai, so the halacha is that he brings every Yudveis Chedesh, so he brings the Gimul Korbanes. The Gimel Korbanes, and then he can be Migaleach. Because Nizires, Nozereilom, has Nitzer, has in it the aspect of a series of counts. It's one Nizires, but it has the aspect of a series of counts. So, Memele, what counts? Of Yudveis Chedesh. So, in order to complete what a count of Yidveis Chedesh and then start again a new count of Yidveis Chedesh in the same Nizires, he must first bring the Korb and then he can be Migaleach. But if it's a Sofik Nozereilom, so then he cannot bring the Korb. If he cannot bring the Korb, he will not be able to be Migaleach every Yidveis Chedesh. So even if the neder was a neder of Niziras Eilom, so it still involves that chumre of Sveike Chomo Mevada. Dilu Vada Yerbitzare Meikletar Meimishol Veini Lesveike Lohom Loi. So then he asked him, Omar Harini Nozer Shimshen Mai. Nozer Shimshen, so the Sofik of Nozer Shimshen does not involve any extra chumre over and above the Nozer Vada of the Shimshen, because the Nozer Shimshen is never allowed to be Galeach anyway. So then it should follow that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if he'll say, Harini Nozer Shimshen, im yesh bichri azeh, meyoku, vihola chumotze, shenigna fu yishovat, so Rabbi Yehuda is here, it should follow according to Rove. Nozer Shimshen, my omalei, Omalein goes Shimshaloitani. He says Inochname. Inochname, that after all it's not mentioned, but Rabbi Yehuda says Mati, even in the case of Harini Noza Simchenim Yesh Mikriya Zeme Yoko, Volachum Mati Shini Gavava. So, Omalei, Voma Ravade Baravie, Tanya Noza Simche. So, that it's mentioned, there is a price that says that even Harini Nozi, Shimchenim Yesh Mikriya Zeme Yoko, Volachum Mati Shini Gavava. So Rabbi Yehuda is, he say, Rabbi Yehuda is Matir. So him Omalei Itanya Tanya, Itanya Tanya. So two pshot him here. In the Ram, in other Rishayim, one pshat is Itanya. I can't explain it. And Itanya Tanya utrei tanoya limit Rabbi Yehuda. Utrei tanoya Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav Asher Omar, Hayi Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Taufel. The Tanya. In other words, that this brayse that says, in so many words, Harini noz Hashimshe, im yeish b'chri azeh meyokur, v'holach u'motzi sh'nigna v'sh'ovat. So Rabbi Yehuda is matir, so it's not Rabbi Yehuda, but it's Rabbi Yehuda mishum Rabbi Taufel. And what is Rabbi Taufel shite? Rabbi Yehuda mishum Taufel, the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda mishum Rabbi Taufel, ha'imeh, inechot mehem nozir li, v'sholinit nozir eselu la'afloi. So, in other words, so if two were standing and he said, Harini Nozir imze ish pleini, shebo kenegdeinu is Nozir. And the other one said, Harini Nozir imze ish pleini, shebo kenegdeinu, eini Nozir. So, neither one is a Nozir. Why? Because it's special to Zakosov. Of Kiyafli, in other words, it must be Bo. At the time he took the Neder, even though in this case it was Nisbarei, that one of them is in Ozia, so he's still not in Ozia. Because at the time he took the Neder, he didn't know whether the Ish Pleni is in Ozia or is not in Ozia. So Mimele it's not Ha. So the price that says Rabbi Yehuda Matir, so it's not Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Taufel. But, so, if it's Rabbi Taufel, so it's not because we don't know. Even though we know according to Rabbi Taufel, as long as the Nezer, didn't know at the time he took the Nezer. So, Yochem Ayir Yeshe Nignav V'Shovat, even if it's not Nignav V'Shovat, and we determined later on that there was Meyokur, but since at the time when he took the Nezer, the Afloi, he wasn't sure, so Mele, so it's not Kiyafli. So the Gemara says, "Einochanam." Eli da'acho kiched Rav Shimon da'afal gav v'nigav v'shovat kosova ma'elin ish nafshlesvik. I just wanted to go over the Gemara and how it is according to Rashi. So this is the pshat in the Gemara according to the Chiddush HaRashba. So according to the Chiddush HaRashba, the whole Gemara is relatively smooth because, first of all, the original kashya of Abaye. From Sofit Prere, so according to the Rashbo, the Rabbi never had this Al-Kedaitoch to ask from Sofit Prere, from Asurim Gizavale. So how was it Gizavale? It's only Rabbi Zire thought that he meant to ask, but Rabbi never had such a Havamine. And then the Chedusha Rashbo is not Giris Vatanye, and the Kashin is from the Mishneh, But the Ram, so let's see how the Ran. The Ran is Geiris, the price. All right, now let's see the Ran. Sofik Mash, Kigain Sheheshit, Tome Yodeli bin Amashki, Ven Yodua im Nogabe, Litame Tome, Kileim Ali Tomesatzmon Azlin Lichumri, Avoloi Litame Acher, Ikenus Redikas, the Gal Seoche, Divreb Meyer. So first he mentions the Girsa of the Rashba. According to that Girsa, the Gemara does not even cite this Vraise, but it only cites the Mishneh, Perik Dalet Mishneh. But he can use the Girsa, that's our Girsa. Hoche Divre Meyer, V'chino Yore Blezarim HaKidvorov, V'tisefti Miseres Tares, V'yike ke mandli gorsle di lomle li sume masnite vo reiche de masnis de zwischen hey di sofik ni sires le hotli di ktone sofik mach mo itami tomi li tamachim toy vi efshe di gasinole vi adife va adife li lakshe masnis mishum di forsche behet di der blazer sfirle di sofik mach ke li tami tomi ein tumel mashki kolika but ul sun si wa how the ran explain ein tumel mashki kolika mit der ei sel il kamtze khogof shmoyai dochen toya vi kosher achile val mashki bis mit ba khay dochen de mashki no da zor di khim di tumas mashki mit der bonon bi mashki bi khay li goz shlo il har bi stume ba zor vi khim di tumas mashki mit der bonon hey so des de kasher di des de kasher va bay hey khay מחמרים בסביקאי. הון יחלי שמואל דומה, דוח מלתם האחר, אבל תומס עצמו יהיש בהניח, ומשום תומס עצמו את רעיסי אז נו בסביקאי לחומר. אל מן דומה דוח ממש, דאף אם תומס עצמו את רבונון, מה יקל עם מימר, אבל און למזל בסביקאי לכולה, וחיתאימה, אם כן, אפילו לא עם מקמינון, הודי סוף כניסירס להוקל כרבלזר. היך ניחה, הועקת הקשת רבלזר עד רבלזר, This is the reason as to why the Rashba rejects this gears. So, Hakati Kashi, the Rablezer, the Rablezer, the Oma Behedia to Mesmashkim and Rabbonon, Kediktone, in Tubelemashkin Kolikia, Vafiloche Ozl Bisvikaya Lechumre, Kediktone, Vichin Hoyo, Rablezer Imer Kidvorov, Allah the Ahid is of it Mashkli Tami Tomi. So, in other words, according to this gears, so the Gemara is difficult. So what is so the Gemara could ask the Kashi against Rabbi Zeira anyway? It has nothing to do with what Rabbi Zeira said. Whether Rabbi Zeira, whether the Mishnah in Tares, Sofik Nisiras Lehoki, he represents the view of Rabbi Zeira or not, but the same Kashi against Rabbi Zeira is outstanding. So the Ran says. If we don't say like Rab Zeira, loy kash. So then there is no kash. How can Rab Zeira say sofik mashkin litame istome and say at the same time that tumas mashkin kolikya is on mirabon? Then it's no kash. So he could say, what's the kashe? True, the Tumas Mashkin Kolikar is not Midrais, it's only Midrabonon. But the Chachomim were Machmir Ligabei Tumas Sofik Tumas Mashkin. The Chachomim have a right to be Machmir. So it's no kashe. I will give him the Amet. The Sofik Nisiris Lehokel, Reblezeri. So then it's difficult. Nei da habe du shabo biodo hey khatife tu me de rabono afal pishi bo mi leo min zires de reise afal pishi bo biodo vi khiteime ho khazin me hedie one second so in other words so this is what Gemara is asking this is what Abai is asking bi shlei me if we say that the mishnah in tages of soft miseres okay is not a blazer is not Reb Lezer, so then there is no kash between the two members of Reb Lezer. On one hand, the Tumas Mashkin Kolikar is only with Rabbonon, and on the other hand, the Tzofik Tumas Mashkin is also the Chumre, because Reb Lezer holds, even though Tumas Vadai of Mashkin is with Rabbonon, but still, Tzofik Tumas Mashkin is also some with Rabbonon. Is also Tommy, the Rabbanon. But if we don't say, as Rab Zeira says, that the Mishnah of Sofik Nisiris Lehoki represents the view of Reb Lezer, so then we could say Reb Lezer is a Machmir, and he holds that even Ligabe Tumas Mashkin, that is in the Rabbanon, so Sveiki is Lachum. So Sveiki Lachumre. But then we would have to say that Sofik Nisiris is also Lachum. But you, Reb Zeira, you say that the Mishneh of Sofik Nisiris Lehoki is the view of Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer is the Moreh Dishmaitzeh of that Mishneh. So how can Reb Lezer on one hand be such a machmir and be machmir even ligabi the Rabbanon, and on the other hand be makir ligabi nizires that is milrais? That is difficult. Now the question is monefshech. So even without Reb Lezer, we can ask the kasha, how can Reb Lezer say Sofik Nizires Lokul, whether it's Reb Lezer or it's another Tane? It doesn't make any difference whether it's Reb Lezer or Reb Yehuda, whoever it is. How can any Tane say Sofik Nizires is Lokul, but we have a general principle, Sveke Dereise Lechumre? So the answer is, because here we have a special reason, because Loimayel Inish Lisveke. Loimayel Inish Lisveke. Whatever the reason is. So even according to Reb Lezer, it's all right. True that Reb Lezer is a big machmir, and he is machmir even ligabei sofik tumas mashkin that is mir rabbanon. But sofik nizires is not machmir, because there we have an undene of loy machnis loy mayilali initially sveike. So why? What's the pshat in the ram? So the ram says yishlim adlochepon bishlim yihavni sofik nizires lohokei loy misik mikir Reb Lezer loy kashi. Die kelimim mit Reb Lezer macht mir bisofik. A filo bin Rabbonon. Aber kiven die andere, die sofik nicht ihres Loko Reb Lezer, die nei, da hab ich dusha boh bi Odom. Bi Odom, hei chadi vetu mit Rabbonon, afal pishi boh mi Leo, min sires de reise, afal pishi boh bi Odom. But, why not? So, ich tu de, hei chadi vetu mit Rabbonon, afal pishi boh mi Leo, min sires de reise, it's not that tu mit Rabbonon is mochomu. But by Tumid Rabbonon we have no Yechoches. It's a Sofik Tumid. Sofik Noga, Sofik Loi Noga. A Tome stretched out his hand. And we don't know, we are not sure as to whether he touched the Mashkin or not. So, but we have no Yechoche that in no probability he did not touch the Mashkin. So, Mimele, Reb Lezer is Machna. Mashinkin here we have Yechoche that he didn't mean Nizires. Because Lemaile Nishlis Veike. So what's the logic of it? Now the Ram asks another question. V'chitei meho chazinom behedye. D'vikdusha abo b'diodom afal pishin d'raise neikl Reb Lezer b'sveike. D'ikton elu yigdish esakvi. V'chivu shechei afil ikloi mitmin en hodis ofik nizres loho kot Reb Lezer. Kashi de Reb Lezer at Reb Lezer. Ikele meima d'avu mozino li tchuyye d'ahin taim de Reb Lezer. D'om alu yigdish esakvi mishim dikvi shmei alo. V'li koro li inshe chaye v'loi behin. Zen nirli. So then he has another kasha. But even if we say, as Abaye is trying to say, that the Mishnah in Tares of Sofik Nizires local is not Reb Lezer. So in other words, so Reb Lezer holds Sofik Nizires is Lachmir. But we see that Reb Lezer says, in so many words, like in the case of Amagdish Hayose Yodemte, so Reb Lezer is Akvi. So why don't we ask? Here we say that he is a maker even ligabe the raise of Hegdesh and the of Hegdesh and ligabe tumid rabbonon. He is a machmir. Why don't we ask? So he says no. As far as this din of Reb Lezer is concerned, so we could say it's not on the basis that sofik neder is lihoki, but here, Reb Lezer holds that when one is magdish chayeh or beheime, so he only has in mind those that have the shem chayeh, and whose status those animals whose status is identified is known, but he does not have in mind an animal that is. Called neither chayin nor behim. So mele, it's not because of sofik lehokl. It's ivadai, because in the mishpat alosh when he says chayo and behemo, it means something that is definitely chayo, something that is definitely behim. All right, but we have to understand this one. Now there is a very remarkable Rashi here, but this Rashi, Miforesh, is mentioned by the Shimon Kubetzes and it's mentioned by the Mira. הון יכל לשמוע, אבל תומס עצמא יש בהם. ניחלי, נאמר לרב לזה, דיום הכתבוב, תרד מיה, דיום הסופיק משקל ניתם איתומי, ואוכל מסופי נזירס המים מיקר, ושנתקוסוב עליו מצווי הילי קבל נזירס, ואיש כי יפלי דייבת קומה, הילקח איסלי סופיק נזירס לוק. אלו לרב דו אמר דוח מאמה יש דין תומל משקל כולי, כי המי קום הרב לזה הוכל סופי משקל ניתם איתומי, ואוכל סביר לי סופיק נזירס לוק. Sofik Nizira Slokim. So Rashi says, Rashi explains it, that why is it Hinichel Shmuel, why is it all right according to Shmuel, that Tumas Atzmon is of Mashkin, is the Raise. So then there is no Kashi against Reb Leza. Because we could ask, even according to Shmuel, we could ask. So Tumas Mashkin, is the rice, atzma, tumas atzma, mashkin is the rice. And so because of that, he said, sofik tumas mashkin is lechumre. Why? Because sveike the rice lechumre. Nizires is also the rice. So why does Reb Leza say sofik nizires long? Why don't we ask that? Just as it is, we can understand as to why, according to Shmuel, that tumas mashkin atzma is mit rice. So sofik tumas mashkin. Reb Leza says is lechumre. Why? Because sveike the rice is lechumre. So why does Reb Leza say sofik nizires lehokin? Why does Reb Leza say sofik nizires lehokin? So I mean, so what's the answer? The answer is because lo imayil inish nafshili sveike. But Rashi says something else. Not lo imayil inish nafshili sveike. He says tovochem sofik nizires amay meikil. So that's no kasha. משום דיקסובה לב מצווי הילקה בניזירס, ואיש כי יפי דייבת קומה, הילקה איסלי סופי ניזירס לא. And the mirror says the same thing. Now the mirror says, אבל תומס עצמון בישלי מלמן דומה, דוחן מלטמי אחרים, אבל תומס עצמון יש בהן, ומטעם שכוסבנו את תומס עצמון דרייסה, ואף כאן, הודי אומר אין תומה למשקי קולי כפירוש של איתמי אחר, אבל כלשהו מנתיר, כי אם תנס עצמי דונים בלהחמי. So it's not difficult as to why Reb Leza says, סופי נזירס לא אוקיל. Why? But just as Tumas Mashkin, Sofik Tumas Mashkin, which is the Raise, is Lachmia. So Sofik Nizires, which is the Raise, should also be Lachmia. So that's not difficult. Bin Zires Mie, Shafteiro Lui Tirosi Lechatrile. Because Nizires, according to the Torah, Nizires, under the normal circumstances, is objectionable. I mean, that we had in the Gemara. I mean, when is Nizires not objectionable, if it is taken under the circumstances of the Nozem Nadorim, Lishim Shomayim, but if the Nizires, the Neder of Nizires is not taken under Lishim Shomayim, like Nozem Nadorim, then it's improper Minator. I don't want to say Osam Nator because it's not Mashma, that there is a Maise Isya. It's improper Minator. It's improper Minator. So Aval Kolsh Liniziris Mie Shaftei Oloi Tirosei Lechatchile. So don't insveik elok. So we can understand. We cannot ask. How is it that Sofik Mashkin Litami Tumas Atzmon is Lechumre? Reb Leza says. Why? Because it's Midrais. And Sofik Niziris, which is also Midrais, is Likule. The answer is because Niziris is objectionable in that Torah. And the Torah only said that if one did take an eder of Nizires, under any circumstances, it's chal. But the Torah doesn't appreciate this eder of Nizires. So mimele, so since Nizires in itself normally is objectionable, in other words, and it's only, and the Torah recognizes it only as a debit, if the person unfortunately, took in the of Nizires. So the Torah recognized it. But Lechatchila, the Torah doesn't recognize it. Doesn't approve of it, Lechatchila. Nizires. Of a neder of Nizires. So Mimele, we can understand as to why the general principle of Sveke de Reis Lechumre does not apply to Nizires. So, Nizires mi yeshavte only tiros lechatchile. Don in Sveke lochil. Elo yamre dochen ligamre. Vihodo amarin tume lemash polikia. Afilu tume satzmo koma. Vafilu hochech miro ravonem bisveke. Im keinav Nizires achmir. So yib de chachomim. Wo machmir vis-a-vis de rabonon. Tume smashkin. Alach eskamo vichamo. That Reb Lezer should be machmir vis-a-vis the eyes in Nizires. So I mean, so why does it make a difference whether Tumas Mashkin is the eyes or the Rabbonon? For the same reason. And then we have to understand what's the meaning. It doesn't even make sense on the surface. I mean, he says, even though the general rule is Sveke the eyes is Lechumre, but Nizires we don't say it. Why? Because after all, it is in the of Nizires lechatchila, and Shimon Kibetz also said the same thing. Avul gabnizires, so then it's all right. Avul gabnizires, l'mutzinon sheneidrim noter lechatchila natero. Do ksiv, ish ki yafli, di mashma, di oser lin zeir nizires. Elo lich she yafli, bidi evet rin noter. Mishum hoche, ike lemeima av nizires, di mishum hoche omer rebelezer, isof nizires lo. Why this? So the miri, rati, the miforesh here, I mean, and she says, they all mention the fact that Nizires is that there is an Isa de Reise of taking another of Nizires. I mean, the Gemara says that it's not proper, but not that there is an Isa de Reise Mamish. As we explained it at that time, in other words, as the Rambam says, if somebody he takes the neder of Nizires, not Lishim Shomayim, the way the Nos of Nadorim, so then he's a Chete because he doesn't go there, Beinanis, because Dayechom Ashos Hotel. So it's improper. Because in the same way as every midroe is improper. So because he's not the ideal Balmides. So in that sense it's improper. Not that there is an Isa de Reise to take an Eder of Nizires. And he mentions the posik, ki yafli, di mashma de oso linza Nizires, eloch shi yafli b'devet. I mean, how else should the Torah express it? The Torah tells us the din, if somebody takes a neder of Nizires, the Torah couldn't express it in the form of lechatchila, because then it would imply that there is a mitzvah. That there is a mitzvah to take a neder of Nizires. There is no mitzvah. How else should the Torah formulate it? And then what's the Shaykhes? Monef Shachiv there is a aloche of Sveike de Reise, Vichumre, and that aloche should apply to Nezirus as well. But, Bigloi Maili Nishnafshali Sveike, so it's not his offer. So obviously all these Rishenim hold that even though the Gemara mentions Maili Nishli Sveike, Loi Maili Nishli Sveike, Loi Maili Nishli Sveike, so it does not mean that it's a Vadai Gomor. Just because Loi Maili Nishli Sveike, so it's 100% proof that he didn't mean it. So even though it's Loi Maili Nishli Sveike, but there is still an element of doubt. It's not considered as a Vadai. And apparently these Rishenim hold that this halacha of Sofik Niziras Lehokil, those Tanoim who say Sofik Niziras Lehokil, is based upon Gzeras HaKosov. Where is the Gzeras HaKosov mentioned? It's mentioned in the posik of Ish Ki Yafli Linder Neder Nozir Lahazel Adishem. Now, Reb Yudeh Mishum Rav Tarfon says that this Gzeras HaKosov implies that the neder of Nizires is only chal if it is bogo to the nezir, to the neder, at the time it takes the neder. And even though it's nizbara later on, so it's still not chal. So Reb Tarfon darshens that posik, learns out from the posik of Kiyafli. What does Kiyafli imply? In other words, he has to spell it out. Yafli means he has to spell it out. So even the Tanoi, who do not learn out, as Reb Tarfon does, especially Gzeras HaKosov, that it has to be borrowed to the neder at the time he took the neder. But Ki Yafli implies that he has to be mufle. In other words, there has to be clarity in the neder of Nizeres. That there has to be clarity in the neder of Nizeres. In other words, if there is a full ambiguity as to the kavone, as to the meaning of his neder, then it does not come within the Gzeras HaKosov of Kiyafli. Reb Tarfon says that even if the meaning is established, but if as long as the neder, at the time he took the neder, did not know, was not certain, so it's not effective either. So those who are chelik on Reb Tarfon, let's say Reb Yudeh or Reb Lezer, whoever says Sofik Niziras Lehokol, so they hold that Kiyafli doesn't imply that the neder has, that it has to be borrowed. It has to be the effect of the neder has to be borrowed to the neder at the time of the neder. But if it's not this barrier, even later on, and if there is no clarity whatsoever as to the meaning of the neder of Nizires, so then it's not chal. And that is, in other words, so Kiyafli implies Gzeras HaKosov. Ish Kiyafli neder lindeya nozir lahazel adishem. So in other words, only Ish Kiyafli if he spells out of the neder of Nizires, if it's clear from his formulation that he took a neder of Nizires, even though it's not clear to him at the time of the neder. But so then it's chal. Masha'in kein in the case, or harini nozirim yesh b'tchli azeh meyokur, v'holach umotzi shenigna v'shovad. So it's not clear from his formulation, even later on, as to whether he did take accept Nizires or he didn't accept Nizires, so it's not Kiyafli. So the pshat in Kiyafli is that it has to be clear, not if there is a Sofik. So in other words, so the kashi is, why should we say Sofik Nizires Logo? Why is the Isa Nizires inferior to all the Sun Shabbatah? There is a general principle, Sveike de Reise Lechumre. So Nizires, it should apply to Nizires as well. There is a special Gzeras HaKosov that if there is a Sofik in the formulation of the neder, as to whether he took a neder of Nizires or not, So then, it's not chal. And even though Klapishmai is Galye, that he did take an Adar of Nisires, but since to us, it's not clear, so it's not Yafli. Ishki Yafli, Yafli means if a person spells out an Adar of Nisires. But if there is no clarity, and we don't know, like in the case of him, so it's not clear. So then, even if Kavapishmai is Galye, that the Kri had Meyoko, but since to us, we are in a confusion, we don't know. So maybe it's not Yach. But, so why does the Miri and Rashi and Shim Kobetzes, why did they mention that this fact that Nizires in general normally is objectionable from the point of view of the Torah, only if it is taken under the circumstances that the Nozem Nadorim took it. So they are trying to explain this Gzeiras HaKosov. So these Rishenim are trying to explain the Gzeiras HaKosov. The Gzeiras HaKosov is Ish Ki Yafli, Neder, Linde Nozel Hazel Adishem. So the Gzeiras HaKosov implies that it's only chal if it is clear. But if there is a suffix in the formulation, so then it's not chal. Why? In other words, so why does the Torah say that? So they are giving a tam as to why the Torah mentions such a Gzeiras HaKosov, that suffix Nizires is local. After all, the general rule is that's Zvigid Reisele Chumre, and here the Torah itself, with Zigziras HaKosov, of Ishki Yafli, deflected from the general principle of Zvigid Reisele Chumre. And the Torah herein said, no, here, if there is a suffix, so it's recorded. So they are trying to explain the Gzeiras HaKosov, the rationale of the Gzeiras HaKosov. So they say, the Miri, the Shin Kobetzes, Rashi here, the reason as to why the Torah here said that only when it's clear that he took an Eder of Nizires, then it is Chal. But if it is not clear, so it is not Chal is because the Nizires in general is objectionable to the Torah. And the Torah only recognized it as a Devet. So in other words, as a Devet. But the Torah does not approve of taking Nizires normally. Does not approve. So because of that, since the Torah objects to Nizires, and the Torah recognizes it only as a Devet, but as a Lechatchile, the Torah disapproves of Nizires. So it could be not that there is a Niser, the Raise, but the Torah disapproves because the same way as the Torah disapproves of all Midas Roes. How does the Ram, why is a person who is not a Balmides a Chete? Because he doesn't follow the Rabbeinis. So here too, if a person takes another of Nizires and he asks upon himself certain things that the Torah did not ask her, So Mimele is a Chete. So because of the fact that the Torah doesn't approve of Nizires Lechatchile and only recognizes it as a Devet, because of that the Torah is Mekil Ligabe Sofik Nizires. So this is the tam as to why the Torah itself, with this Nizires HaKosov of Ki Yafli, deflected from the general principle of Sveik and Reis Lechumre. But it's grounded, according to this Rishenim, it's grounded in Gzeiras HaKosov. Now, the question is, if it's grounded in Gzeiras HaKosov, why does the Gemara say, Mayli Nishnafshi Lesveike, Loi Mayla Nishle Sveike? So, in other words, the Torah, the Ikiyafli implies that there has to be certain clarity, a certain indication that he wants to take an of Nisires, then it is considered spelled out. Now, if the Umdreg bin, so too, there is an Umdreg. Ordinarily, the average person is loy mile Yiddish nafshel isveike. But that does not mean that in each particular case, that in regard to each and every person who takes an eder of Nizires, that he doesn't mile Yiddish isveike. After all, certain people could be different. That this is the pattern, this is the tendency, the disposition of the average person. Loy mile Yiddish nafshel isveike. But how can we apply it to every person? Just because the average person is loy mayel inish nafshel isveike, but this particular person who took an eder, who harini nozer miyich mitchli azem meyokur v'olach umotzi shenigla v'shovat, he is mayel inish isveike. Suppose evidence is introduced that this particular person always likes to, you know, to assume risks and to be mild initially sveike. So the same thing will apply. So in other words, if the wounded had been in general, if the average person had been disposed to involve himself in his sofik, so then in every case where there is an ambiguity in the neder, so we would say there is a madikum clarity. There is a madikum clarity. If the disposition of the average person had been to involve himself in his suffix, so memele, in the case of harini nozir, if yesh b'tchli azeh meyokur, and then motzi shenigla v'shovat, if the general tendency, the universal tendency in the average man had been to involve himself in his sofik, so then it would come within the gzeras hakosef of ishki yafli. Because what does ishki yafli imply? Ishki yafli implies that when is the neder chal effective if there is a madikum of clarity that he wants to take a neder of nizires under certain circumstances. But if there is no madikum of clarity that he wants, so if it is very likely that the person did not intend to be nozir anisofik, so then it's not hafloy, so it's not considered spelled out, it's not clear, it's ambiguous. So if the universal tendency in man had been to be mild initially sveike, so then we would say, in the case of Arini Nozer Mish Bikli Azem Meyoku, Volach Umotzi Shinigna Fishovat, that he should be in Nozer Misofik. Why? The Torah says Kiyafli. So what does Kiyafli imply? Kiyafli implies not that it should be bold. Kiyafli implies that it should be clear, it should be apparent. It should be apparent that this person wanted to be in Nozir, even in the case of Isaac. So mainly it would be considered mufle, that he spelled it out. It has to be clearly spelled out. But if the mitzias had been that the average person is loy mile, is mile initially sveike, so then it wouldn't involve a chison of afloye, of spelling out that or the intention of being in nozir, even if he'll always be in nozir. But in view of the fact that the average person is loy mile in nafshel isveike, so that means that in the case of harini nozir miyich b'tchli azeh meyokur, so then it's not clear as to whether to the observers It's not clear as to whether this person who took this neder under these circumstances really wanted to be a nozir under such circumstances, when it will not be determined as to whether there was meyokul or not. So memeli itzich song in kiyav. So even if klapishmai is galia that this person really meant, because he doesn't follow up the tendency of the average person, so it's still the neder is not hal. So the neder is not hal according to these rishonim because of his special zakosov. That in order the neder should be hal, it has to be yafli. What does yafli mean? Yafli means that there should be some clarity, that it should be apparent. It should be apparent that he intended to be a nozir under such circumstances. But if it is completely doubtful as to whether he intended to be a nozir under such circumstances, so then the neder is not hal, even if klap ishmai is galia that he didn't intend. So if not for the fact that lo mayelin ish nafshel isveike, then if we said mayelin ish nafshel isveike, then if a case like this of holach umotzi shenignaf oishovat, I would say it is yafli. What does yafli mean? Yafli means that there should be a modicum of clarity that he intended to be nozir, even when the facts were not determined. I'd say yes in this case. But since it's loy mayel in ishnafshel isveike, so then there is no modicum of clarity that he did intend to be bound by nezires under these circumstances. So mimele it's a chisong nikiyat. And the miri Rashi in the Shin Gebet says are only explaining why does the Torah say that if it's not clear if there is a sofik, whether he meant or not, so then we don't say lechumre. After all, the general principle is svegid reis lechumre. So they explain that gzeres hakosov. That's the term of the gzeres hakosov, because nizires lechatchile is objectionable altogether, and the Torah recognizes it only as a diavad. So because of that, the Torah itself, with this gzeres hakosov, deflected from the general principle that we have to be machmir on the reis. And here it's likul. Here it's likul. All right. The Shittis HaRishonim, Rashi here, and the Miri and the Shulchan Kopetzes, who say that the halacha of Sofik Neziras Lehoko is based upon Neziras HaKosov. It's based upon Neziras HaKosov. What is Neziras HaKosov? Because the Torah says, Ki Yafli, the Eved Koma, Hilka Chisli Sofik Neziras Lehoko. So the Pshat is that, and the Miri, the Shin Kubetzes, they explain it, that the Gemara is saying, Bishle mehinich al Yishmuel doma dochen militama achir, aval tumas atzmon yesh ben, so midraise, there is tumas mashkin, tumas atzmon, shapu, so then there is no kashi. As to why, the same Mishnah, in Tares Perigdalet, in respect to Nizira says, Sofik Niziras Lehokil, in respect of Mashkin, Sofik Mashkin Litame, to Masatzmon, so is Tome. Because if we say that is the Raise, so Mimele, Sofik Mashkin Litame, to Masatzmon, is a Sveki the Raise, and Sveki the Raise is Lechumre. Sveki the Raise is Lechumre. Mashe, but Niziras is also the Raise, but that's not difficult. Because Gabi Niziras, there is a special Niziras HaKosov of Ish Ki Yafli, the Eved Koma. But Lechatchile, the Torah doesn't even approve of the Neder of Nizires. Doesn't approve of the Nizires. So what's the Pshat? But Sveki the Raise is Lechumre. So the Pshat is, according to Rashi and the Shin Kobetzes and the Miri, that it's a special Nizires HaKosov. Just as Reptalfen, so Darshans from Ishki Yafli, that it has to be mivurer at the time of the neder. And even the time of the neder, the neder did not know as to whether he is a nozir or not. So then it's not chal, even though later on it's nisbare here. So here, now the Gemara is not discussing the shita of Ratarvan. So it's not necessary that it should be mivurer. It should be mivurer at the time of the neder. But this the Zerakosov implies that if it doesn't become nisbarer even after the neder, so then the neder is not chal. Because ish kiafli, in other words, it has to be clear. Not that it has to be clear at the time of the neder, that's only according to Rav Tarfon. But it has to be clear at least after the neder. But if even after the neder it's not clear, let's say, Harini Nozirim Gish Bishri Azem Meyo Kiro V'holach Umotzi Shenigna V'Shnevat. So that's the Xerzakosuf of Ishki Afri. He has to spell it out that he's taking the neder. And if it's not clear, even after the neder, it's not mivurer, so then the neder is not chal. So why do they mention? Because the Torah doesn't approve of the neder of Nisires. So that's the pshat in the Gzeres HaKosov. Why does the Torah say that by Nisires we don't go lechumre? The general rule is make it the rice is lechumre. And by Nisires, we don't go lechumre because, so the pshat in that Zeres HaKosov is because the Torah doesn't like the neder of Nisires altogether. It's only a dievet that it is chal. So mele, the Torah does not require us to be cheshish. Maybe it is a neder because the Torah doesn't approve of Nisires. So that's the Zeres HaKosov. So this is what the Rani is saying. The Rani is saying like this. Dochepov, bi ishleimi hachti sofik nizires lihok, loy misuk mekir ablezer aloy kash, di ikelimei melder ablezer machme bi sofik, afilo bi drabono, avo kivn di amut, di sofik nizires lihok ul ablezer hi, nei yidavik dusha bo bi odom, Hechadife to mederabonon aval pishi bo meileo min zires di raise aval pishi bo bidiodom. So in other words, so according to Shmuel it's not difficult because according to Shmuel so to masvashkin atzmon is the raise. So meile the same Mishnah says in Pirk Dalet of Tares that to masvashkin litame is tome. On the basis of the general principle of Sveiket Eraisi Lechumre. So it cannot be Taylor Likule. Mashe'inke, Ligabi Sofik Nizires, we have a special Zeres HaKosov that we don't have to be Cheshish Lechumre. We can be Taylor Likule. We have a special Zeres HaKosov that we can be Taylor Likule. Why? So the Pshat in the Zeres HaKosov, why was the Torah more lenient towards the Sophic of Nisires than towards the Sophic in any other Raise, because the Torah doesn't like Nisires altogether. So Mimele, the Torah has a special Zeres HaKosov that we don't have to be Cheshish Lechumre, we can be Taylor Likul. But if that is all right according to Shmuel, El Ra, the Omar Doch Mamesh, that midraise, there is no tumas mashkin, even tumas hatzmon. So even if vaday noga, so it's only tome midrabonon, and the general rule is that sveiket rabonon lekule. Here, the Mishnah says that sofik tumas mashkin litame is tome. So in other words, it's an exception to the general rule. The general rule is that whenever there is a sofik nidrabonon, so we are tailor likule. Even though it's possible that it is chumre, but in nidrabonon we can be tailor likule. So why does the Mishnah in Tare say, according to Rav, that Tumas Mashkin Nimo Vatzmo is only mit Rabbonon, that is Lechumre. So the Pshati is now from the Rosh. In Tares, it's Mashma, and it's Mashma like that from all the Mifosh, even though some of the Nizikelim, the Mishnah Chene in Perek Dalet of Tares, says that it's the Hagoyes or Rosh there, is it Talmid Teyer wrote it, but so he says that the Talmid Teyer wrote it because of another reason. Now, the Rosh, as the Kashe, there is a Mishnah in Perek Dalet of Tares, Al Shisho Sveikes, Seyof. Al Shisho Sveikes, Seyof. So he has the kashe, the Rosh has the kashe. Why doesn't the Mishnah say in Perek Dalet de Tares, Al Shivo Sveike Seyofin? And Sofik Mashkin Mitam? Because there are certain Sveikes of Tume that were tame. We don't burn it. And there are certain Sveikes of Tume that were seyof. What does it mean? If we are tame, if a certain sofik tume, we are tele, we are tele it. In other words, we can't eat it, and we are not tele it. So that means that the tume is only tome vitera sofik. If it is seyofin, so that means that the chachomim mo misake, in these shishos vekeis that we have to burn. So that means that the Chachomim were misaking that it's Tome B'Teres Vada. Like Sofik Tome B'Shus Ayochi Tzveki Tome. So it's Tome B'Teres Vada. So Al Shisho Sveike Seyofin, it means that the Chachomim were misaking that it's Tome B'Teres Vada. So the Rosh has the Kashe, why don't we say Al Shivo Sveike Seyofin? And the seventh one should be Sofik Mashkin Litame. So the Rosh gives the Teretz because one of the Shishos Veikes is Sofik Reiki. Sofik Reiki. In other words, if it's a Sofik, somebody was Negea in Reik, Spittle. And the question is that Reik in which a person was Negea, is it the Reik of Izav or it's not the Reik of Izav? So Memele, so it's a So he says that Sofik Mashkin Litamei, Sofik Mashkin Litame is included in Sofik Reikin, because Reikin is also a Mashkin, the spittle. So the Mishnah Chene says that it's a Toi Sefer, Talmid Teyer wrote it, for a different reason, but it's not Chelik and the Etzem Din. So Agavuch, it's mentioned in that Agoyes Orosh, that Sofik Mashkin Litame is Seyofit, not just Taylor. And even according to Mishnah Chene, who says Talmid Teyer wrote it, so he says because it's no kasha altogether. It's no kasha altogether. But he's not chelik on the etzem hanochem, the tzofik mashkuli tamei, so he say of it. So that means that when the Mishnah says tzofik mashkuli tamei is tomei, it doesn't mean it's tomei b'tira tzofik, it's tomei b'tira svada. Now, the Mishnah there mentions what Sveikes are Likule, what Sveikes are Lechumre. So, whatever the Mishnah mentions in that Mishnah, the certain Sveikes are Likule, so it means Likule B'Tiras Vada. For example, when the Mishnah mentions Sofik Prayers, so, Hamitz Mechaber Lovaray. Now, according to all the Rishonim, except the Rambam, so the Maskon of the Gemara is that by mitzim chavir levaraye, by sofik preres, or tok vikeyen is mitzinis miyodei. And what does it mean, tok vikeyen mitzinis miyodei? As the Kuntras HaSveikes explains it, that he becomes a bailim, the Yisroel becomes a bailim, b'tiras vada. So in other words, so the sofik preres lehokil is not b'tiras sofik. Sofik preres lehokil is b'tiras vada, because he becomes a bailim b'tiras vada. Mimele, when it says sofik, and when it says sofik niziras lehokil, it also means b'tiras vadai, not b'tiras sofik. And when the Mishnah says sofik mashkin litamei is tome, and litamei acheri litamei with the yud, see, it's tumesatzmei, so that is tome, and leitamei to be mitamei acheri, so it's toya. So the leitamei that is litami, that is toyeya, means bitiras vada toyeya, and litame with yud means bitiras vada. This is what the Agoyes Rosh says. So bitiras vada. So mimele, this is the pshat in the Ram. And the Ram says, avu kiv di amet di sofik nisiras lehok for reblezeri. Nei yid havik dusha habo bidi odom. Vetu medrabonon, aval pishi bo meileo, minizires de raise, aval pishi bo bidiodon. So the pshat is as follows. Bishleime is the shimkubetzes, and Rashi, and the mil. Bishleime according to Shmuel, the Tumas Atzmon is the raise. The Tumas Atzmon is the raise. Some meile, we can understand. So because true that Tumas Atzmon, the same Mishnah says, that Tumas Mashkin Litami with the Yud is Lechumre because of the general principle of Sveke Deraise Lechumre. But, so, Midraise, so it's Lechumre Midraise, except that Midraise, it's only Lechumre Bitirasovic. But here, the Chachomimo Misake, that it should be lechumre b'tiras vaday. So it's seyofin also. Seyofin also. But sofik nizires, so sofik nizires is lehokel, and what does that mean, sofik nizires? So sofik nizires is lehokel, why shouldn't it be midraise lechumre b'tiras sofik? Because of his special zirzakos. But according to Rav, that who says that dochein means dochein mamesh even to mesatzmon. So that means that here the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is telling us here that tomei, that it means tomei, it is tomei biteres vaday. So according to Rav, the Mishnah is telling us that tumas mashkin litamei is tomei biteres vaday. Even though it's in the Rabbono. So the Chachomim were machmir here, that it should be Tomei Tiras Vadai. So Mimele, why does the Mishnah say, Sofik Niziras Lehok? True, there is a Zerzakosuf for Fishki Yafli. So that Zerzakosuf only tells us that Midrai say, we do not say that it's Lichumre Bitirasofik, because of his special Zerzakosuf. So since the Torah does not approve of Niziris altogether, we don't have to be Cheshish. So we can be Taylor Lohokia. But since the Mishnah tells us here that Midrabono, the Chachomim war Misakin, war Machmia, Ligabi Tumas Mashkin, where the Vadai Tume is only Midrabono, that even Sofik Tume should be Tome Bitiras Vadai, so the same Chachomim Midrabono, they should be misakein that Sofik Nizires also should be lechumre b'tiras vada midrabono. And here it says that Sofik is Nizires lehokeil, that it's lekule bei midraise bei midrabono b'tiras vadai. So this is the kashi according to the Rav. So in other words, the kashi is, since the same Mishnah says that Sofik Mashkin Litami, according to Rav, even though it's in the Rabbono. And the general rule is that Sveki the Rabbono is Likule. So we do not have to be Cheshesh. Lechumre. We can be Tele Likule. Here the Chachomim said that it is Lechumre. So what is the Takonis Chachomim? Not just that we have to be Cheshesh. But here the Takonis Chachomim was that Betiras Vadai it should be Lechumre. We should be Seiref also. So why won't the Chachomim Misakei Ligabe Sofik Nizires? True, there is a special Zerzakosuf. The special Zerzakosuf only tells us that whereas in regard to every other Deraise, we cannot be Teilu Lehokeil, and we have to be Cheshesh Lechumre. So here we can be Teilu Lehokeil. But as far as the Rabbonon is concerned, so just as the Chachomim were misake ligabi tumas mashkin, that according to the general rule, we don't have to be chayshish lechumre, and we can be tilly kule. But here, the chachomim are misakein that b'tiras vada it should be tomei, and it should be, even be seiref. Why won't the chachomim misakein ligabi sofik nizires? True, there is a gzeras akosuf midraise. We don't have to be chayshish lechumre. We can be tilly kule. But with rabbonon, it should be a nozir. B'tiras vada, just as the chachomim are machmir ligabi tumas mashki. Where, according to the general rule, we don't have to be chayshish, but still there is a special takonis chachomim that it should be lechumre b'tiras vaday. So here there should be a special takonis chachomim, even though midrash say we do not have to be chayshish lechumre and we can be tailor likule, but there should be a special takonis chachomim lechumre. All right. Now, the Gemara here says, now let's say go over the Ram. V'hol achumotzei shenigna v'shoba. Reb Yude Mata, daf yutes omidav. V'hol achumotzei shenigna v'shoba. Reb Yude Mata, mishum dil mosika daite, dil heaven nozir, achi yizbor alei, sheyehei be'ese kri meyokum. Meyokum. Time they makir, how makir in Asurin? How the makshe with you can save? Will he pour him in confederation? Dictone stam trum a beuda Asur. Almes make a lechumre, mission yikel it hui. The reisha had the time in Mishum Danshi, who don't meet her show ye is a regular mitrumes alishko. Litrumes ageren. It's like correlate in trumes stam. Hilka canade bitrumo, vade bitrumes alishkanad. And they didn't have reference to trumes ageren. Avol you can say the kashi v'yoyiv time b'teira the golim v'fishem makirin mashma ho makirin zuvi zuasurin isveke lechum v'yu al sveke. So Rabbi says, so at first the Gemara said that ho Rabbi Yehuda ho Rabbi Shimon. In other words, the Mishnah that says tam nidorim lahachmir accords with the shita of Rabbi Shimon, who says legabe nizires that it's lechumre. And the Mishnah that says in Taras, something is as local accords with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that says in the case of Arin Loza Mishkazim Yukolach Moshe Yehovah Matir Lekole. So now the Gemara is saying, Rabbi is saying, Gabi Kri Kosova Kol Shesveki Chomo Mevadai Loi Mayu Naish Lisveki. Dil Gabi Noze Vadai Migalei Achumi Bikov Minechal Al Sveki Loi Motzim Migalei. So now the Gemara is saying that this Mishnah of Stam Nidorim Lahachmir can accord not only with Rav Shimon, but it can accord even with Rav Yehuda, even with Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda is only Matir over there, Gabi Nizires, because over there, so the Sofik is Chomo Mevada. Sofik is Chomo Mevada. So in other words, if he will become a nozir in the case of him yesh b'kriyaz emeyokil and holach motzi shenignav v'nevad, and if we are going to say that his intention was to be a nozir, even if it will not be mivurer later on as to whether there was a meyokil or there was no meyokil, so then he'll never be able to be migaleach. So that's the reason as to why Rabbi Yehuda is mad. That loy mayel inish nafshili sveike in the case or sveike is chomo mevadai. Mashenk in the case of stam nidorim lahachmir, so it's not sveike chomo mevadai. So even Rabbi Yehuda will be mach according. So that was the Mishnah according to Rove. So the Mishnah can accord not only with Rabbi Shimon but with Rabbi Yehuda as well. Vilal sveike lo motzim legal. The Ram lifish etzoch legal liyachal avas kabeneizu. ולמוץ לעשיוני, דיום אלוהי אבל נוזי, ומאי סחולם בעזורי, וחיתן, נאי ידי חטוס למוץ לעשויה בתנאי, שאין חטוס בו בן דובה, לאיסי אלוהי שלומי, and we can stipulate ולאיס, אם נוזר אני הרי אלוהי חבוסי, ואם לא אביה בן דובה, דו קיימו לנדים גילי החלך משלושת היוצו, we had at the beginning of Nidori, so in other words, in order to be מגלח, it's not necessary that he should bring all the three companies. If he brings one of the three companies, One of the three kopanes is Shlomi, or just Deilo, even though he didn't bring the chatos, so Mimele can be Migaleach, so it's not Sveike Chomo Mevadoi. Adoi, Yeish Leima Hanim Milevi Deevet, Avil Chathchile in Migaleach, Elim Keim, Hikrif Chatos Veilo Shlomi. Hilkach, so since Lechathchile, he's not supposed to be Migaleach, until he brings all the three kopanes, so Mimele Hilkach Lesley Takantel Mizires Habolasom. So then the Gemara has the kashe, Omar Harini Nozere, Omar. The price of the Mitri Azem Yokio, stop it. So it doesn't mean only Harini Nozere Shreshi Yeim or Harini Nozere Meyo Yeim, Im Yesh Mitri Azem Yoko. So since it is couched in general terms, so in other words, so this price is reference to the case where he said Harini Nozere Lo Mi Yesh Mitri Azem Yoko. So even in that case, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's muter. So we see that even when it's not zveike chomo mevadai, he still says likule. Do b'raise din yei v'kaze meyokur stometanye v'yeish b'mashma afil nozreilom v'afil hoche shore Rabbi Yehuda afal pishin zveike chomo do vadai namel limotzi mitaleh. So vadai, so he doesn't become more homo as a result of the suffix than of the vadai. So the Gemara Omar le Rav Huna bar Yehuda le Rove. Omar in Ozoroy Lomai Omar le. So Rove said Nozrei Lom Name Sveike Chomo Me Vadai. Dilu Vadai Hir Vitzare Meikel Bitar Umei Vishorish Beimes Vilu Sveike Loi. Now. So that would be all right if this din of Hir Bitzare, Meikel Bitzar, maybe Sholesh Behemes, had been a Chidesh of Rov. So then we could say, Ret Ravune Bar Yehude didn't know of that Chidesh. But this is not a Chidesh of Rov. This is a din Poshut. So that's a Mishle Meforeshes in Nozer Davdalet. Mabi Nozer Eilom, Nozer Shimshen. Nozereilom hir bitzare, meikel bisar, or maybe shorish behemes. So it's a mishnah meforeshes that dalet nozer, that in nozereilom, so is every yudveis chedesh. So it's meikel bisar, or maybe shorish behemes. All right, according to Rashi nozer, it's every shlishim yeim, whatever. So it's a mishnah meforeshes. So to Karale my Karale, so why did Ravune Bar Yehuda raise the question of Omar in Nozrei Lomai? I mean, didn't he know the Mishnah? It's a Mishnah Mefreshes. Now, the Rosh in Nozir Dafres. So there, the Mishnah discusses the case of someone who says, "Harini nozer kisar reishi yuchaf ha'oret zuchechil hayam." So the Rabbonon of Rebbe, the Tanekame, say, "Harini nozer eilom umgaleach achas l'shleishim yeim." Even though the expression used is "Harini nozer eilom," so the Rosh says, I mean, everybody says that it doesn't mean nozer eilom. It means a number of nizirs. In other words, according to the Rabbono of Rebbe, if someone says, Harini nozer kisareishi ki afa horest kechil hayam, so he meant to be mikabel as many nizires as they are here in his head, or as they are sand particles at the shore of the sea. So that way it's an indefinite number, an unlimited number, a series of nizires. So Mimele, Harizin Ozer Eilom, in other words, he has to realize one is Iris of Shreshim Yeim, and then bring the three kopones, Bimigaleach, then start another Iris of Shreshim Yeim, then again, bring the kopones and make Igluach, and then start a third count, indefinitely, throughout his life. So the expression used is Harizin Ozer Eilom. So the Rosh says, Harizin Ozer Eilom, Nozek is just the Fresom Dalek, the first line of the Pirush Rosh. Hareini Nozek is Areishi. Hareini Nozek is Elam. Kalei Hachal Shechen Yei. Ki Kibu of Nizirez, ki Mian Sa Areishi. Vichol Amid Lamed Ave Nozek Bifna Atzmi. Galei Ach Vichol Yei Lamed Alek. Mi Biko Bnei Yisof. Boi Bi Yei Maschel Nizirez. Vinishay Si Yayin, Vinimitamu Lemaisi. Leilo. Vloi Ki Nozek Elam Dilil. Di Nozek Afsholem. Di Mekel Bitar Dapke. Vloi Misperayim. Pligali in Sardel is a Machlekes Tanoim. How often does a Nozareilom, is a Nozareilom here? A Nozareilom like Avsholem. How often is he allowed to be Megaleach? So one says Yudhis Chedesh, one says every 30 days, one says every 7 days, Erev Shabbos. So we pass in every Yudhis Chedesh. So he says, even though the Mishnah used the expression is a Nozareilom, but you shouldn't equate it with the Nozareilom over there, because the Nozareilom over there means in Nozareilom, not a series of number of different, of separate Niziris. In Nozareilom, it's one Niziris. It's one Niziris. But he's Megaleach every Yudveis Chedesh. And he brings the Kobones every Yudveis Chedesh. Here it means a number of separate Niziris. So he says, So he says a big chiddush to Rosh. The Rosh says that even though that a Nozareilom like a real Nozareilom, like Avsholem. So he brings the Kobones every Yudveis Chedesh, and he's Megaleach, but there it's optional with him. In other words, if he wants to bring the Kobones and be Megaleach, he can do so. But if he chooses not to be Megaleach, so Avsholem chose to